Today's presenter is Russell Wright. Russell joined the West Air Serviceability Development Team in 2005 after several years of supporting IBM West Air Application Server. He is a member of the IBM GATA Activity Assistant Development Team and the focal point for deploying troubleshooting tools to the IBM Support Assistant. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Russell.
Thanks, Elijah. Welcome, everyone. My name is Russell Wright, and I am the deployment engineer for publishing tools to the IBM Support Assistant. And today we're going to talk about the diagnostic tools that are available on the IBM Support Assistant version 3. Let's go to slide 2 and talk about our agenda for today. The first thing I'm going to talk about is an overview of the IBM Support Assistant itself. I'll then talk about tools for remote assistance, tools for troubleshooting problems with the Java Virtual Machine and applications deployed to it, tools for diagnosing problems with Eclipse environments, tools for diagnosing problems in cross-product environments, and finally, ending up with questions and answers. So let's go on to slide 3. The IBM Support Assistant is a serviceability workbench that helps you, our customers, help yourselves. Services include a search interface that makes it easy for you to build queries for multiple repositories, including, IBM repositories, Google searches, those kinds of things. There are product plugins that allow easy access to an aggregate of product information. It includes a repository of diagnostic tools, and that's the focus of today's meeting. And it also includes a problem management facility, and that includes auto data collection and the ability to open, view, and update PMR. Let's go to slide 4. Now we'll talk about the value to you of hosting the diagnostic and serviceability tools through the IBM Support Assistant. There are several advantages when the tools are hosted through the IBM Support Assistant. The recommended tools are all available in one location. Hosting the tools in the IBM Support Assistant helps to ensure that you're using the most up-to-date versions of the tools, because the workbench makes it easy to check for and install updates. Using the ISA tools catalog, the workbench filters the list of available tools based on the product you're troubleshooting. For example, if you had the Rational Diagnostic tool for Eclipse installed, it would show up as an available tool only when an installed Eclipse product was selected. Or if you were experiencing a Java memory problem, the Memory Dump Diagnostic tool would be listed as an available tool for any product that runs in a Java Virtual Machine. There's support for tool integration with product plugin data collection scripts. For example, a data collection script that might need to collect an analysis of a verbose garbage collection log could invoke the garbage collection and memory visualizer tool to perform the analysis, and the data collection script would include the analysis results in its collection of artifacts that would be shipped to support. And finally, the IBM Guided Activity Assistant, which is available as an IBM Support Assistant common component tool. It guides you through troubleshooting specific types of problems, and when appropriate, it automatically launches the relevant IBM Support Assistant diagnostic tools based on the context of the problem being investigated. Let's go to slide 5. Now we're going to talk about IBM Support Assistant tools that let technical support representatives assist you remotely. And so we're going to talk about the Assist on-site tool. There are times when a technical support representative can quickly learn about a problem by remotely connecting to your system, and the Assist On-Site tool offers a secure solution for this. It lets support representatives connect to your system and view your desktop and control your keyboard and mouse. The process for doing this is you would first open a PMR. Then, while working with technical support, they would determine that a remote session would expedite the troubleshooting process. At that point, support gives you a connection code that's valid for 5 minutes. Then you would launch the Assist On-Site tool from the IBM Support Assistant, and then you'll fill in a form that identifies you, includes the PMR number, and that connection code that I mentioned just a moment ago that the support representative gives to you. At that point, the Assist On-Site tool downloads a small application that allows support to access your system. And then when that remote troubleshooting session ends, the tool that was downloaded uninstalls itself. So let's go to slide 6. This is a screenshot that shows the Assist On-Site form that opens when you select Assist On-Site from the IBM Support Assistant Tools catalog. You fill in the form and submit it to authorize a technical support representative to establish a remote session. And although the remote assistant application that was downloaded to your system when initiating the session is removed at the end of the session, the information that you type into this form is preserved for future times when you might have a remote session. Now let's go on to slide 7. And we'll start talking about tools for troubleshooting problems in applications that run in a Java virtual machine. And the first of those we'll talk about is the Dump Analyzer. The Dump Analyzer provides automated analysis of dump files from IBM JDM. And it's a good starting point for any type of problem or unexpected behavior that you might see with an application running in a JVM, and it's good for, you know, troubleshooting things like hangs and crashes, suspected memory management problems. It will attempt to isolate the problem cause, and if it's successful, it produces a diagnosis of the error along with information about how to fix it. And if it doesn't find a cause and a solution, it offers suggestions on how to continue troubleshooting, including possibly using other tools such as the memory dump diagnostic for Java tool, for example, if it detects memory management problems. Let's go to slide 8. This is a dump analyzer screenshot, and it shows the summary analysis results after the dump analyzer has analyzed a Java dump. The Dump Analyzer uses the Diagnostic Tooling Framework for Java, or DTFJ, and because of that, you must first run a tool called JExtract against the dump to transform it for consumption by the Dump Analyzer. And you can get that JExtract tool with any IBM Java installation. It's always available. Okay, so let's go to slide 9. Okay. Now we'll talk about the Garbage Collection and Memory Visualizer tool. It is a verbose garbage collection data visualizer. It's a good tool for analyzing your verbose garbage collection logs to analyze the memory usage of your application. It parses and plots IBM verbose garbage collection logs. It's extensible to parse and plot other forms of input. It shows a graphical display of a wide range of verbose garbage collection data values, and it supports multiple garbage collection modes. It'll let you view the raw verbose garbage collection log. It'll let you view it in a tabular form and graphic views. And it lets you store the output of those results either as HTML or as a JPEG, or as comma separated value files so that you can import that information to spreadsheets. And some of you may be familiar with the pattern modeling and analysis tool that's available on AlphaWorks. And this is a similar tool to that one for garbage collection analysis. And the garbage collection and memory visualizer is actually sort of the follow-on to that tool. So let's go to slide 10. This is a screenshot that's showing you the various report formats after an analysis. The view over there to the left is showing you the information in a tabular form. The view there in the middle is a view just of the overall report that comes out of the analysis. And that view in the lower right that you can only see a portion of, that's an example of a view of the raw contents of the verbose garbage collection log. So let's go to slide 11. Now we're going to talk about the memory dump diagnostic for Java tool. And this is a really good tool for investigating when you suspect memory leaks in an application deployed to a JVM. It's available in different forms within the IBM Support Assistant, both as one that's integrated within the IBM Support Assistant, and it's available as a standalone Swing application. It analyzes common formats of Java memory dumps, you know, heap dumps, from a virtual machine. And the analysis is targeted toward identifying the data structures that might be the root causes of memory leaks. The analysis also identifies major contributors to the Java heap footprint of the application and their ownership relationship. It's capable of analyzing very large memory dumps, but when you do that, it'll require a significant amount of memory and disk resources. There are three different versions of the memory dump diagnostic tool that are currently available through the IBM Support Assistant. There's a tech preview, and that's the standalone Swing application that I mentioned. And the reason it's still available is because there are a number of customers that still prefer it. They haven't become familiar with the new user interface on the follow-on. Version 1 is available. It's an IBM Support Assistant tool that's integrated, and it's the version that's out there that's currently a supported tool, and there's also a beta of version tool that's available. So let's go to slide 12. This is a screenshot of the analysis results from running the memory dump diagnostic for Java tool. You can see that there are four slides on it. There's an analysis summary. There's a suspects tab, which shows a list of all of the suspects. There's a tab called context and content. That's the one that's actually displayed here. It's selected here, and I'll talk about that a little bit more. And there's a browse tab for just browsing through the actual analysis results. So the context and content tab that's shown here is what it's showing is it reveals the ownership context of each of the suspect objects. The nodes over there on the left are showing the major consumers of the heap, and in that graph down below it, the edges or the links between those nodes are showing the ownership hierarchy. And finally, the view over there on the lower right shows which objects are consuming memory in the suspect node that's selected. Let's go to slide 13. This is the Thread Analyzer tool. This tool is good for detecting the causes of deadlocks and hangs. It analyzes thread dumps for any application that could be running in a JVM. However, it is customized for Web3 application server because it will separate the servlet and orb threads from the others in describing their purposes in that context. You can view the threat analysis results at several different levels, starting with a high-level graphical view, and then drilling down to a detailed report of the individual threads. So let's go to slide 14. This is a screenshot showing the Threat Analyzer detail report. And what you see here is it's showing the threat analysis results navigation tree on the left, part of that is the breakdown, the separation between the servlet threads and the org threads and all of the other general threads that don't fall into those categories. And then the right side is showing the details about the threads that's currently selected in that navigation tree. In this particular case, it's showing the list of monitors and their detail for that selected thread. Let's go to slide 15. I will talk about tools for diagnosing problems with a QuickSpace tool. And what we're going to talk about here is the Rational Diagnostic Tool for Eclipse. This is a standalone Eclipse tool from Rational, and it's used to diagnose problems with your Eclipse configurations. It'll search the local drive on your machine for Eclipse configurations, and it can diagnose feature dependency problems. It can display a report showing bundle resolution errors, reports that show feature dependency errors, and it also lets you compare Eclipse configuration instances so that you can see differences between them. Go to slide 16. This is a screenshot that's showing a comparison of two different Eclipse configurations. The right side of the display there is showing the comparison of the bundles. And in this particular case, there's one difference showing up, revealing that there's a difference in the versions of the org.eclipse.emf.common.sdo package that's in use in the two different instances. And that's the package you see there, where you have two different version numbers showing up to show you the differences there. Just go on to slide 17. Now we're going to take a look at some of the tools that are used for troubleshooting problems in environments that are made up of multiple software products. And the first tool we'll talk about is the Log Analyzer tool. It's used to determine the root cause and possible solution for problems in cross-product environments. All products produce problem determination data, log events, error messages, but it's difficult to correlate that diagnostic data for multiple products or for products on different servers. And so the Log Analyzer was developed because determining the root cause of a problem that does involve multiple products can be time-consuming and difficult. And what you'll see when you launch this tool, there's a graphical user interface that provides a single point of contact for browsing, analyzing, and correlating the various logs produced by multiple products in your software stack. It'll also let you import and select symptom catalogs against which the log files are analyzed and correlated. And I'll talk about another tool in just a moment called the Symptom Editor that will let you create your own symptom catalogs and correlation events. Let's move to slide 18. This is a Log Analyzer screenshot that's showing an example of the user interface. And in this case, it demonstrates browsing one of the collected logs and showing the details about the log events that are currently selected. Things like, the severity of the messages highlighted in colors, as well as, what all of the messages are there. In this particular screenshot, there aren't any filters set, for example, on severity. So what you're seeing here is just a shot that's browsing the entire log that's selected. And down there at the bottom, you see the details about the particular log entry that's selected. If we go to slide 19, now we'll talk about the symptom editor, which is the one I just mentioned a moment ago, that complements the log analyzer and actually extends it, makes the log analyzer a more useful tool. It extends that function by letting you create your own correlations of system events. You can manage your symptom catalogs by creating, updating, validating, and deleting correlation events, and by creating new symptom definitions that are applicable to your system and that you've discovered are symptoms that would be useful in identifying and solving problems should those events occur in the future. So let's go to slide 20. This is the Visual Configuration Explorer. Excuse me a moment. The Visual Configuration Explorer provides a way to visualize, explore, and analyze configuration information for multiple products from diverse sources. Some of the things that you can do with Visual Configuration Explorer, creating diagrams that show configuration information in a graphical format, including the key relationships between different configuration elements, accessing detailed configuration properties, searching for properties across and within configurations, comparing configuration snapshots that are taken at different points in time. You can collaborate with other users by, you know, exchanging the results from, your exploration. And you can work with this tool either in a standalone or a client-server environment. So let's go to slide 21. This is a screenshot of the Visual Configuration Explorer. And this is showing your configuration sources. They're also called the providers. And those are over there on the left side. There's also a diagram view there in the middle. And that's showing the relationships between all of the different instances of the products in your environment, the different products in your software stack. The right side of the screenshot is showing a detailed properties view for the configuration. You can select any of the properties in that list and then see further details about it. And then that bottom panel is showing the results from a search and compare function between different configurations. So let's go to slide 22. We'll talk about the IBM Guided Activity Assistant. The IBM Guided Activity Assistant guides you through performing various types of service tasks. Its primary use currently is helping you troubleshoot problems using Webster Application Server. And these troubleshooting guided activities, they follow a general pattern for troubleshooting, which is identifying the symptoms as experienced by the user, then collecting relevant diagnostics based on those symptoms, then directing you to the best tools for analyzing the collected diagnostics, helping you review the analysis results to identify the root cause, and finally helping you implement and verify the solution to the problem. The philosophy behind the IBM Guided Activity Assistant is to guide you first and educate second. What this means is that it aims to help you quickly perform tasks, but to also make it easy for you to review supplemental information if you decide you need to review that information to then help you navigate through the guided activities. Let's go to slide 23. This is a screenshot that shows you one page through the navigation of troubleshooting a runtime problem. And what this is showing here is the user being guided through solving this runtime problem that's occurring with Webster Application Server. Whenever you begin a troubleshooting session. You create a new case that stores all of the information, the context of your troubleshooting session so that you can refer to it later. Or if need be, if you need to work with support, you can actually export that session. And all of the steps that you've currently traversed in the troubleshooting session, as well as any notes you've taken, any diagnostic files you've collected, your complete navigation history is all wrapped up in that exported session and sent off to technical support. So they can easily see everything that you've done so far and get a jump on the whole problem investigation process. The management of these cases, if you look at this column over on the left labeled Quick Views, this is where everything about your case is managed, including, as I mentioned, the steps that you've traversed, the diagnostic files you've collected, and the notes that you've taken throughout. So let's go to slide 24. In this screenshot, the guided activity has walked the user through identifying symptoms and collecting diagnostics for the particular problem that they were experiencing, the symptom that they were experiencing. And the guide has determined that we need to analyze the collected diagnostics with the memory dump diagnostic tool for Java. And this step first tells the user what it means to use the memory dump diagnostic tool for Java in analyzing this type of problem. And it also makes it very easy to find and launch that tool because the memory dump diagnostic tool was installed for the IBM Support Assistant. All the user needs to do is click that launch memory dump diagnostic for Java tool button and they'll then be prompted to select the diagnostic files that they've collected and stored in their case, and it will kick off that diagnostic tool, perform the analysis automatically, and the analysis will complete, and then continuing through the troubleshooting guide, it will help the user evaluate those results, and in that large set of results, help them easily find only the parts of it that are relevant, to the symptoms of the problem that they're experiencing. So let's go on to slide 25. So we'll just summarize now what we were talking about today. The IBM Support Assistant is a free self-help tool from IBM. As I mentioned before, you can use it to, as a starting off point to, find information specific to the particular products that you're using. It lets you, search for information and easily configure your search, the query parameters to control what's searched for and how much is searched. It includes that, the facility for automated data collection for particular types of problems, as well as the problem management service. And in particular, related to what we've been talking about today, it includes this wide array of diagnostic tools, which are, remote assistance type tools, tools for troubleshooting Java, your Eclipse configuration troubleshooting, and the cross-product environment troubleshooting. So let's go to slide 26. This is a slide that's showing a list of all the various tool resources for the tools that we were talking about today. There's a link here to a page where you can go and learn about the IBM Support Assistant tool itself, and acquire it, download it, install it. There's a link to an article where you can learn about the Assist On-Site tool, the remote assistance tool. There's a link to a Developer Works article that introduces the dump analyzer and how to use it, and another Developer Works article for the garbage collection and memory visualizer tool, again, that introduces it and how to use it. And there's a tech note here where you can go and learn about the threat analyzer. And if we go to slide 27, we've got a link here to an article where you can learn more about the rational diagnostic tool for Eclipse, a Developer Works article where you can learn more about the log analyzer. You'll also see it referred to the Log and Trace Analyzer, which is the name of the tool that's available through the Autonomic Computing Toolkit. And this article not only talks about the tool itself, but about the whole approach behind the correlation of symptoms and events. There's an article here about best practices for creating symptoms that you would use to create through the symptom editor. It's not about the symptom editor itself, but about, again, the whole concept of symptoms in a software system consisting of multiple products and how to define the symptoms and the correlations of the events. There's a Developer Works article that introduces the Visual Configuration Explorer. And finally, there's also a Developer Works article that introduces the IBM Guiding Activity Assistant. If we go on to slide 28, this is just a slide that lists a number of other resources about WebSphere products. So with that, are there any questions?
Thanks, Russell. For a great presentation.
And we'll take our first question from Eric Jewett with McCullough Hyde.
Yes. I see that the client side is looks like it's Windows-based, but on the server side, does it support all of the different platforms where we're running WebSphere?
This version of the IBM Support Assistant is a client-only workbench, and you can run it both on Windows and on Linux. Currently in this version, there isn't any kind of direct server support. There's no communication between the workbench and other systems.
So we'd need to bring the files down to the PC from whatever server we're running?
I believe some of the automatic data collection scripts can actually go out and pull files from the different systems. I'm not absolutely certain about that, but I believe that's true for some of those auto collection scripts. In the case of the IBM Guided Activity Assistant, it is true that, yes, those files do need to be on the system where the IBM Guided Activity Assistant is running.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder to everyone, that is star 1 if you have a question today. And we'll hear next from Prabhu Kannan with UnitedHealth.
Hi, I would like to know, how do you plug the Java memory leak by using this assistant tool?
Well, we've got a, we have the memory dump diagnostic tool for Java, which you can, use on your own if you suspect you have a memory leak. Generate the heap dump. Run the tool against it, and it'll produce the analysis results like what I was showing earlier. If you're talking about the IBM Guided Activity Assistant helping you actually figure out if you have a memory leak and then kicking off the memory dump diagnostic tool for Java at the appropriate point, in that case, it will actually help you analyze or evaluate the results of the analysis. Filter out what you don't need to see in those analysis results because it already knows the symptoms of your problem, so what kind of a problem it is that you're troubleshooting. And then based on what it does find in those analysis results, It helps you determine what the root cause was, and then it helps you to implement the fix. You know, for example, if it was a leak that was within the application that was deployed to the web server application server, if it was, you know, perhaps a leak that it determined was in the web server application server itself, you know, to identify that then, you know, perhaps there was a defect and you should open a problem report and that sort of thing. So, you know, the guide is there, you know, the guided activity assistant is there to help you through that process. Of course, the tool itself is there available outside of the guided activity assistant so that, you know, if you just want to use the tool on your own and you know how to evaluate the results and that sort of thing, you're free to do that, of course, and, you know, continue the troubleshooting there, you know, for yourself.
Yeah, I would like to know another one point. Like, if you're talking about three states of an object, like, is it possible that all the three states, allocated objects, reachable objects, and live objects, are collected using this?
Collected using the memory dump diagnostic for Java tools?
Yeah.
I'm not absolutely certain about that, but I know that, you know, everything that has been captured in the heat dump, you know, when you produce the heat dump, the memory dump diagnostic for Java tool, you know, it analyzes that whole thing, and it is able to figure out the relationships among, you know, all of the memory objects that are there. And of course, you know, its primary goal is, you know, in scanning through that hierarchy of all the objects is, you know, identifying those that are using up the most amount of memory and pointing those out to you, and the whole, you know, set of relationships between the objects.
Thanks for your answer.
And we'll take our next question from James Bai with IBM.
Hi, I'm just wondering, I'm trying to install right now, as we speak, the Visual Configuration Explorer. Is that the same as the Visual Configuration Explorer topology collector?
I'm not certain about that.
Okay.
But my guess right off the bat is that they might be different things, because this Visual Configuration Explorer tool doesn't do any kind of collection of a configuration. It's simply an explorer, a viewer of a configuration that you've already acquired.
And this, the visual configurations, does that only apply to, for example, I work in support, so I would get the collector output of a WebSphere application server system, which includes all their configuration files. Would the Visual Configuration Explorer help me look at that, or does it have to be locally installed?
Well, the Visual Configuration Explorer is, you know, locally installed on your machine. It can be used standalone and in a client-server environment, and it's also helpful. You know, it'll show you not just, you know, your WebSphere application server environment, but any of the products that are included in your whole stack. So, for example, if you had you know, a DB2 backend, you know, all of your instances of DB2 would appear in that, you know, that exploration of your configuration, as well as all of your instances of WebSphere application server and so on up the stack.
Right, but my question is, it only interrogates your local system, so, like, I can't say I get the configuration from a customer's system. Could I load the customer's system into the Visual Configuration Explorer?
Yes, but you would have to acquire that from the customer.
Okay.
They're called the providers, and so, you know, you in support would have to get that from the customer.
Okay.
You wouldn't actually be able to, like, connect to the customer's system, I don't believe.
Right, okay. Now, another question I had was about these tools. I see in the updater section of the support assistant, like, how would we know which folder to look in for these tools? For example, the log analyzer or symptom editor or visual configuration explorer. How would we know which folder, like information management, Lotus, others, WebSphere, Rational? Is there any search facility within the support assistant to find these plugins or these tools?
I'm not sure if there's a search on that, you know, the list of, say, available plugins. However, for all of the diagnostic tools that are available, if you look at that that list of folders there, on, you know, mm-hmm. looking at the list of available plugins, down there at the bottom, there's a folder called Common Component Tools.
Right.
And that's where you'll find actually all of the tools that are available through the IBM Support Assistant. Now, when you install those tools, each of those tools does associate itself with a particular product plugin or type, you know, class of product plugin. And so if you were to go out there and install, say, just a tool, you know, say the dump to analyze your tool, if you hadn't also installed a product plugin that, you know, runs in a Java virtual machine, or you had not installed the JDK product plugin itself, the Dump Analyzer tool would not appear in the tool catalog within the IBM Support Assistant for launching it. So before you would see it in that tool catalog, you would need to install an appropriate product plugin. Of course, you know, WebSphere Application Server would fall into that category for the Dump Analyzer tool because it runs within a JVM.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you chose that tools icon or that tools selection from the IBM Support Assistant menu, it opens the tools catalog, and you'll see there are two sides to that tools catalog. Over there on the left is a list of the products that you have installed, and on the right is the list of tools that are actually installed. Until you select one of those products in the list that you see on the left side, you won't see any tools available in the catalog over on the right side. As soon as you click on one of those tools, one of those products, then that tool catalog on the right will display all
okay.
of the tools that you have installed that are applicable to the product that you selected.
Okay. So I was getting confused between the tools and the plugs and the updater. So, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Take our next question from Noah Nordrum with United Health Group.
I was wondering about the log analyzer, and I see in slide 18 that it says that it's got all those different logs on the left-hand side. Are you able to view multiple logs simultaneously so you can see, for example, correlation between the something happening in the HTTP server and the WebSphere, or between the WebSphere and DB2?
Yes, I believe you can do that. I mean, that's one of the the big features of using the log analyzer is that it can perform all of that correlation. You know, you set things like filters and other such parameters based on the symptom catalog that you've got loaded, and it will on a particular symptom or a particular correlation of events, find all of that within those logs, all of those correlations, and report on those. But as far as like selecting multiple logs and viewing them, I'm not certain if you can do that, but my guess would be that you could. For example, right in that screenshot, we're showing just the single log, no filtering or anything. My guess would be that if you had selected multiple logs, you would see the mix of the messages in that log, based on the timestamps on how they related to one another. Again, though, I'm not an expert in the log analyzer tool, but based on what I do know about its behavior, I believe that you would be able to do that.
We have no further questions at this time, gentlemen.
At this time, we'll conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Russell, for presenting today.